قرآن كويست. Yes please.
قرآني نبض حياتي، قرآني طهر ذاتي، قرآني عصمة أمري، قرآني طوق نجاتي.
آيات الله حمدتني، غمرتني بالبركات.
قرآن كويست، answering your Quranic questions.
الشيطان ومن زلاتي.
آيات الله حمدتني،
غمرتني بالبركات، تحفظني من همزات الشيطان ومن زلات.
قرآني نبض حياتي، قرآني طهر ذاتي، قرآني عصمة أمري، قرآني طوق نجاتي. قرآني نبض حياتي، قرآني طهر ذاتي، قرآني عصمة أمري، قرآني طوق نجاتي.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. To all our brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Welcome to IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. The program is Quran Quest, where we dive into the verses of the Quran with our dear and beloved, always happy, always ambitious and energetic Brother Habib. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Habib. How are you doing? Thank you for coming over.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
And Brother Habib, it's also the birthday anniversary of Imam Sadiq and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So congratulations to all the Muslims out there, and especially the Shia, and also to you, Brother Habib.
Thank you very much. I also wish the Islamic Ummah peace and blessings, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower upon them happiness and joy during this day. Of course, especially for the Shias, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. If it wasn't for him, you know, the knowledge would have been out there.
Thank you very much. So we're with Brother Habib, and we're on chapter 76 of the Quran, an insan or man. And let's listen to verses 4 onwards and then come back for the discussion. Don't go away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
إنا هديناه السبيل إما شاكرا.
Indeed, we guided him to the way, be he grateful or be he ungrateful.
Inna a'tadna lil kafirina salasila wa aghlala wa sa'ira.
Indeed, we have prepared for the disbelievers chains and shackles and a blaze.
إِنَّ الْأَبْرَارَ يَشْرَبُونَ مِنْ كَأْسٍ كَانَ مِزَاجُهَا كَافُورًا.
Indeed, the righteous will drink from a cup of wine whose mixture is of kafur.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest, and you just listened to verses 4 onwards from chapter 76 of the Quran. On verse 4, Brother Habib, it says, we have surely prepared for the disbelievers chains, shackles, and a blazing flame. It's threatening the disbelievers here.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitan ar-rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Yes, it starts off that, all right, so you guys have two paths. Right, we talked about it on the previous episode, that you're going to either be grateful or ungrateful. And then the reward, the aftermath of your actions, what you chose yourself, what you brought with your own two hands, is either going to be that you're going to be chained up and dragged from iron collars and put into a blazing fire that burns, which is pretty much hell, or you're going to be what? Like in the verse 5 states, you're going to be
truly the pious drink of a cup mixed with camphor.
Yes, you're gonna be drinking. Good tasting things and good smelling things in heaven.
These are basically demonstrations of
exactly
the convenience and the inconvenience of the life in the hereafter. It can be obviously expanded to anything we desire or anything we can imagine when
of
it comes
course,
to health.
Of course, at the end of the day, you know, when we hear for like a human being available during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi, even though you're a Muslim and you submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you see examples of what hell is and what heaven is, it pretty much drives you for your cause more. It's much stronger for the cause. When you know that you will be drinking out of this and you will smell like this, or you will be put in this and you will be taken in this manner, it changes the dynamic of, you know, just believing in hell and just believing in heaven in general. That universal concept without going into details. Mm-hmm. When there are details, it illustrates more. When there are more details and illustrations, the more it affects the brain.
Although the reality might be much.
Of course,
much
this is
more.
Just this is from words. This mm-hmm. is words. Seeing is something altogether. You know, someone can describe something to you, and when you see it, it's like a very different thing altogether.
All right, we're going to have to take a break now. But after the break, Brother Habib, I want to talk about this innate guidance that God subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us and told us to count on for prosperity. So stay tuned for that discussion. Don't go away.
إن سألتم عن الله فهو رحمن رحيم أنزل الشارع حنيفا رحمة للعالمين رحمة للعالمين.
This is Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio. It's a program that attempts to answer your questions pertaining to the Noble Quran. We'd be delighted to have your comments about the program. Just search Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio.
If you ask me who my God is, on whose name I call, if you ask me who my God is, He's the God of us all, Allah the Merciful. If you ask me what my book is that I hold in my hand, if you ask me what my book is, it's the Holy Quran, the Holy Quran.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest. We are on chapter 76 of the Quran, and we are discussing verses 4 onwards from this chapter. So on the previous verses, it talked about God's guidance to us, part of which is in our nature and part of which we perceive through hearing and seeing and all the other tools that God has given us. And in these two verses, verses 4 and 5, God is telling us that if we accept the guidance, there's heaven, and if we reject the guidance, there's hell. The question here is that we have this nature within us. How much can we count on this nature to lead us to the right path? How much can we refer to it when we want to argue about the decisions that we made on the Day of Judgment?
This is a very beautiful topic about Al-Subghatullah wa min ahsan min Allahi Subghah, or Fitratullah wa min ahsan min Allahi Fitratan. Both of them are talking about the innate. And in the sayings of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, there's this topic called that At-Tawheed Fitri. Believing or the oneness in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, believing in the Creator, an Almighty Creator, an All-Knowing Creator, even more, believing in the Prophet, believing in the concept of Imama, the need of a guider, the need of a hujjah, the need of a proof, is something in the innate of human beings. And if it wasn't for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaching us in Alam al-Dhar, this existence, this universe before this world that we are in, this dunya, we wouldn't be able to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was because of the knowledge that He gave us during that day or during that time that we know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world. We have the capability of knowing what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. And it's dusty. It does go astray, as the sayings, like the saying in the book Kitab Sulaiman al-Qais. It talks that, yes, parents or the way that you were brought up do affect your innate. They do change this, you know, innate guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put in you to some extent. There's also the factor of it, you know, needing someone to remind it. And that is the job of the prophets. They come and they remind. Dhakir. Mm-hmm. Remind. Okay. That's the translation of dhakir. Not teach. Not remind. Give knowledge. Remind.
It's already there.
It's already there, but you need someone to, you know, remind
polish it.
To polish it. And therefore, we do need prophets. We do need authorities. It can't be angels. Why? Because they're not like our, you know, our reality. We need human beings who are like us, but who do have this, you know, this touch with the, what do you
this
call it?
Revelations. With the...
Exactly. Communication with the skies, with mm-hmm. the heavens.
So can we like put it like say that our innate calling tells us a direction, but the prophets and the Quran
details
give us the details. They actually exactly. take us there.
They take us there. Yes.
And just to make it easier for everyone to understand what their innate calling is, could referring to one's feelings. Now I'm talking about deep down feelings, not the superficial ones. Like, so maybe I just want to watch movies and hang around, but deep down I know that's wrong. Can we say that that deep down feeling is our innate calling?
A man came to Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. He told him, show me who is your Lord. He said, oh man, have you ever been on a ship? He said, yes. He told him, have you ever been in the middle of the ocean where no one can help you and aid you? He said, yes. Have you ever been in a situation where your ship was about to break down because of the high waves and the thunderstorms that were available at that time? He said, oh yes, I have been in that situation. He said that you had no hope. He said, yes. But there was still something in your heart that connected to it that will save you. He said, yes. He said, that's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's in our nature. Whether we like it or not, it's available. It needs cleansing. It needs cleansing to be rich. It needs awakening. It's gotten dusty. It needs cleaning. There have been bad teachings or bad upbringing out there that needs to be corrected with the intellect and, you know, rationality and whatnot. And it will reach its purpose.
Okay, thank you very much. I'm going to continue this discussion, inshallah, after the break because it's very interesting and very useful. Don't go away.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest. We are discussing verses 4 onwards from chapter 76 of the Quran. So we said that we have this innate calling. It needs our attention, but through time and for various reasons, it gets dusty and needs to be polished. Can you give a few recommendations, a few advice for us out there, myself, about how we can polish, how we can disconnect from all of this stuff that is interrupting our innate calling? What can we do? A few simple things, steps, to bring that calling, amplify the sound of that calling.
Remembering death. Really, just remembering death altogether by itself, it breaks the desires, it disattaches you from this materialistic world, and really it gets you thinking and pondering, why am I here? Where am I going? And who brought me here? What is my purpose? Am I, me and the sheep are one, me and the cow are one? When you look at this reality, you start to understand that there's a reality, and you're still not getting there. It drives you nuts. All you need is one question, this. Where am I going? Where's my end? Some people try to finish it off that, all right, when I die, there's nothing. That's it. It finishes. But how about the causes of, you know, rational people? I'm not going to say they're lunatics or crazy, but there are calls. There have been calls. There's this possibility. I'm not going to say probability. I'm going to say possibility. Possibility. There are people that have been crying that there's an afterlife. There's a hereafter. There's a different dimension in this world. Something that gets you wanting to move and to reach reality better. To reach the truth, you know, to reach the truth so you can know what's going to happen. It drives you. And it's in the human innate to reach the truth. Human beings like to reach the truth. So that's the first step. Remember death. And it really causes you to ask this question. Who brought me here? Why am I here? And where am I going?
It can also relieve you of the stress that you're going to be nothing, annihilated once you die.
Some people, you know, kind of feel calm about that. I've seen people who are, you know, calm about that.
However they want.
But the thing is that when you do it without your desires. What I mean without your desires, without this concept of ta'assub, without the concept of, you know, without being biased, without being in denial. Accept the truth as it is. And when you are like that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the verse that whoever fights to reach the truth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will aid him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will aid them. And just be with pure intention, wanting to reach the truth, and you will reach. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open the doors. The devil will also try to put his hands, But the devil's schemes are very clear out there. They are devil's schemes. They are clearly devil's schemes. So,
and he can scheme all he wants, but God will break his schemes.
Another thing is, listen to our show. Our show's really not that bad, you know. It might help out.
Yeah. So three advices. Remember death. Try to fight your desires. Listen to our show.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much, Brother Habib. It's always a joy talking to you, and I hope that you guys all like this as well. Thank you very much. It's always nice talking to you. It's always very informative. I hope that you guys from around the world also enjoyed the program. If you missed it, don't worry. You can always download this episode and all the previous ones from our website. Simply search IRIB English Radio, Quran Quest. Until next week, and a lot of Quran studying. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
إن هذا القرآن